Daily Light, June the 6th, morning. He will quiet you by his love. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples, but it is because the Lord loves you. We love because he first loved us. And you, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again." His Son. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He will quiet you by his love. Zephaniah 3:17 and Deuteronomy 7:7-8, 1 John 4:19, Colossians 1:21-22, 1 John 4:10, Romans 5:8, Matthew 3:17, John 10:17, and Hebrews 1:2-3. Daily Light, June 6th, evening. The new and living way. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. The holiness without which no one will see the Lord. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Our Saviour, Christ Jesus, abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The way into the holy place is not yet opened as long as the first section is still standing. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for evermore. He will quiet you by his love. Hebrews 10:20 and Genesis 4:16, Isaiah 59:2, Hebrews 12:14, John 14:6, 2 Timothy 1:10, Hebrews 9:8, Ephesians 2:14, Matthew 27:51, Matthew 7:14, and Psalm 16:11.